Good evening, faithful listeners. I sincerely apologise to disgraced and disgraceful breakfast host Paul Henry for any offence I may have caused with my several years of relentless mockery. I am aware that Mr. Henry has made an outstanding contribution to Television New Zealand's media profile. If constantly referring to her son as an inbred SOB has personally offended Mr. Henry's mother, I regret it deeply and hope she will get a sense of humour and stop being so PC soon. I would also like to apologise to all my listeners for my use of several vulgar colloquial terms for both female and male genitalia in connection with this deeply stupid, ignorant and offensive man. My slur on your genitals was completely out of order. But what I said was a mere moment in time, well, several hundred, but I'm no longer interested in discussing it. However, I will never apologise for causing outrage when being vulgar and demeaning towards people in no position to respond in kind, don't bother getting my facts right and get hostile when it's pointed out, and expecting you to swallow a load of fecal matter and believe me when I say it's chocolate. On a slightly more cheerful note, I'll close out the week with an ode to the now concluded Greater Auckland Super City Mayoral Election, with sincere apologies to Rudyard Kipling. The tumult and the shouting dies, the hoardings and the votes depart, and probably we now have a mayor, though most of us don't give a fart. Greater Auckland, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. Far called the postie skulks away, our ballots cast on the landfill pyre. Cheaters get their names suppressed. It's just like Florida, only drier. Judge of the High Court, spare us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. I love democracy a lot, although it's pretty bleeding hard. It's a shame we treat her like a slut. We never call or send a card. Although we treat thee like a cow, have mercy on thy people now. Amen, gentle listeners. Go forth and sin no more.